I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Inauguration festivities are underway as Republican Brian Kemp will soon be sworn in as governor. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports from a prayer service in Atlanta.
The morning kicked off with a private service of music and prayer at the Cathedral of St. Philip on Peachtree Road. Later this afternoon, Kemp will be sworn in as Georgia's 83rd governor and make his inaugural remarks. Also today, the Georgia General Assembly began its 40-day legislative session that's expected to tackle issues like election security and strengthening rural health care. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Buckhead.
As the government shutdown stretches on, many of the nation's immigration courts are at a standstill. As GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, that leaves many people in a state of limbo.
The shutdown has not halted proceedings in courts attached to immigration detention centers, like Georgia's Stewart Detention Center, which were deemed essential services. But the shutdown has closed court for people who have been voluntarily working their way through the naturalization process. Sarah Owings of Atlanta is a national board member of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. She says this can be a major blow.
For people that are out and, living here, working in Georgia, and have been some for 20, 30 years, and are finally just awaiting their day in court, those cases are all getting continued.
Which means the years-long wait to get into immigration court may start all over again. The missed court dates in Georgia due to the shutdown have likely already run into the thousands. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
A state report says that Georgia is on track to exceed its goal for expanding opportunities for young doctors, but still lags behind national and southeastern averages for medical residents. Georgia last year had about 21 medical residencies per 100,000 state residents. The national average is 34, and the southeastern average is nearly 28. Many doctors stay where they serve their residencies. And a new report finds that Georgia parents are having a tough time finding mental health treatment for their children. According to the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, only 8 youth and adolescent psychiatrists are available for every 100,000 residents. The result? About 4 in 5 children in need of behavioral health services are not getting the help they need. And after months of rumors about the Super Bowl halftime show in Atlanta, the city will officially have a local representative. Over the weekend, the NFL confirmed that rapper Big Boi will join Maroon 5 and Travis Scott for the show. Big Boi is one half of the iconic duo Outkast, along with Atlanta native Andre 3000. And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks lost to the Milwaukee Bucks Sunday, 133-114. The Hawks host the Oklahoma City Thunder tomorrow night at State Farm Arena. Tip-off is at 7:30. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.